I want to share something that's going on the border, and it's only going to get worse. And his reaction to it, and I'm going to say some things that I think just need to be said because they're truth. It is absolutely true, and it needs to be said by all of us. If we don't admit what the problem is, we'll never fix it. All right. So the White House has said that they have cut the border crossings by 90%, which is not true. Not true. Here is a clip from El Paso, Texas. If you happen to be watching, I'll describe it here. This is El Paso, Texas.
It's an American city.
Yeah.
Just homeless people.
Everywhere.
Tent cities. People have built clotheslines to dry clothes. Thousands, Glenn, would you say?
Thousands. Easy thousands.
Lining the streets.
They're lining the streets. They're all the way from the street. All the way to the houses or the buildings. So they're taking up the yards, everything.
Sidewalks.
That's an American city. That's an American city. And you have the balls of Lori Lightfoot and what's his name in New York saying, you got to stop sending these people to us. We're overwhelmed. You're Chicago. Try being El Paso and have this on your streets. I'm sorry, Texas isn't a dumping ground. Now listen. The president is going to send some people to the border because he really cares. And he is going to send the National Guard. And he says to secure the border, which is already secure. That's not true. It's not true. And he's not sending them to secure. He is sending our military down to help process paperwork. Next week, we are going to be hit by a tidal wave. They are expecting 10,000 people every day. Right now, it's about 2,000. 10,000 people every day. I think it's time we have a frank talk and we ask, what is it that the president has exchanged the virtue, the sweetness, the hope, the dreams of little boys and girls who are raped by drug cartels, trafficked by drug and sex rings? Tell me, what did you exchange that for, Mr. President? You don't care. You lost 85,000 children. 85,000 children. You don't know where they are. Our president, he's a pimp. He's a pimp. He's a drug smuggler. He is helping the sex rings with children here in America. He is helping the drug cartels get fentanyl. Why do you think we're having so many problems with fentanyl? Because our borders are open. And I'm sorry, but there is no way any rational, reasonable human being who actually cares about America, the American people, and human beings doesn't do something on the border to stop this. The women that are raped on the way, the drug cartels, they own us. So what did you get out of it, President Biden? What deal are you getting? Is it just the destruction of America? Is that what you're doing? Or are you so out of touch that you don't even know this is going on? I could go either way. But I think you are in the grips of evil. Because only evil would turn a blind eye to what is happening to children, mothers, even single guys, families. You want to take your family over the border and rest it in the arms of a drug cartel to get you across? What does that cost you? What does that cost you? More than money. Mr. President, shame on you. Not only will America pay a heavy price for this, but mark my words, sir, in the eternities you will forever pay. The border is on absolute fire. We're going to be covering a lot of this next week because we've got people lined up. They're expecting now 10,000 new people every day on our southern border just coming through. If you see the video of El Paso today, that's an American city. It looks like Haiti. And people are sleeping 4 or 5 deep on the sidewalk. It is awful. It is awful. I've never seen anything like
that. It's incredible that that's an American city.
It's an American city. If we shipped just the numbers of people that they sent to El Paso, if we would send them to New York or Chicago, they would say we are crippling the city. They're already doing it with 150 people.
They've already said it, yeah.
Okay. These are thousands of people in the little town of El Paso.
And that's a big town on the border,
for the border.
Compared to some of these other places that have been completely
they're
overrun.
They're wiping these towns out. They are killing the states on the southern border. And they don't care.
It is El Paso's 678,000 people, which is, you know, a moderate-sized city. Think of these little border towns that are getting absolutely overrun by these problems year after year after year, day after day after day. And it's so much worse with Title 42 about to go away. The fact that they sent down 1,500 troops to the border to try to do, you know, to try to
process.
Control this
no,
in some way.
No, they're not
way.
Controlling. It, yeah, the White House is just, they're going to process people.
Now, of course, when Trump did a very similar thing, they said it was a moral abomination
yeah.
that he would send troops to the border.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, it's just processing.
Yeah, but, so it's no big deal.
Yeah.